top 10. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 412, Japan Top 10, Top 20 Songs of 2021.
Woo! Yeah, I'm so
excited. My name is Lydia, and I have Tassie with me today.
Hi, everybody.
As 2021 comes to end, join us in remembering some of the hit J-pop and J-rock songs that saw us through another year, including smash hits from the likes of Karu Utada, Aiko, and of course, official Hyuge Dainism. Join Lydia and Tassie. Woo, yes. And just find out which of your favorites made it to the J Top 10 Hall of Fame 2021.
It's a good list, guys. Man.
Oh, I'm excited. It's a long list.
Very long. Man, and also another like observation, like I feel like us two haven't done a ranking list in a long time because recently we did a lot of like cultures episodes or like artists of the month. So I'm like happy that we're back in our old stomping grounds of some sort.
Like a mini reunion, back to the roots. I think one of our first episodes was doing one of the top 10s for a month.
Yes.
And I'm so happy we get to do the one for 2021.
Yes. And yeah, I see some of the songs that we talked about too. So yeah.
Ooh, listeners, watch out.
Watch out.
Okay, before we move on to the next 10 songs of this episode, we need to ask you to help us. If you want to join our team, we currently have an opening for an audio editor and content distributor. So please join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. We would love your help. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Please.
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 Coming at number 10, we have another re-entry with official Hyuge Dandism with Crybaby.
Number 10. け合いながら腐り切ったバッドエンドに抗う。なぜだろう、喜びよりも心地よい痛み、ずっしりと響いて濡れた服に舌打ちしながら腫れ上がった顔を見合って笑う。土砂降りの夜
Baby was the fifth digital single by Official Hige Dandism and was released in May 2021.
The song was used as the opening theme for hit anime Tokyo Revengers.
It was also included on the group's second major album, Editorial, released in August. Yeah, we talked about this in another episode. It's a very manly song.
Yeah, I'm not a fan for some reason still.
Yeah, same as well. But, you know, I think it's just like this song really blew up because of Tokyo Revengers.
Agree. Yeah, Tokyo Revengers is so big. Have you watched it or?
I haven't. I kept on saying that like I should, like I'm gonna read it and watch it, but I haven't. That with Jujutsu Kaisen, I feel like has been really like in as to lately.
And I feel like those are one of the most popular animes for this year.
Yes, I haven't rode on the train yet for those two series, but like I feel like I should. I'm like missing out. Like I see a lot of like memes online and I'm like, I don't get this, but I feel like
I want to get it.
I want to get it. At number 9 we have Motohiro Hata's Naki Warai no Episode.
Number 9.
Orange no crayon de描いた太陽だけじゃまだ何か足りない気がした。涙色したブルーこぼれて広がって、ほらいつも通りの空、
そ
Naki Warai no Episode is the 27th single by Hata Motohiro and was released in January 2021.
The track is the theme of NHK's 103rd Asadora morning drama, Ochoyan.
The single's B-sides include new rearrangements of Love Letter and Earth Collection from Motohiro's sixth studio album, Copernicus, released December 11, 2019.
Aside from the song, I've been watching Asadora again.
Oh, you've been watching this one?
Not this one. I will go around it. I've been going to like the past Asadoras because I feel like a lot of like Asadora, it takes a while for people to translate things. So,
yeah, because there's so many episodes.
I know. I just finished with Hiyoko.
Oh, that's so cute.
Did
you finish
it?
I watched maybe like an episode here and there.
Yeah, I love Asadora. It's like very lighthearted.
Very wholesome and lighthearted. It's, yeah.
I know. I made a poll earlier this year on my Instagram with my friends.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
And I was like, am I a grandma for liking Asadora, right?
I think people... I answered yes.
Yes, you did. It was like this girl. But there was like other people said no, but there's this one Japanese girl, she was like, yes. And I was like, oh no, right? She's like, yeah, my grandparents watch Asadora every day, and I'm like, maybe I just have an old soul.
Maybe that's a nice way of putting it.
I don't know, like for those who've never watched Asadora, it's like there are episodes that are aired every morning and each episode's around like 10 to 15 minutes and it just depends on what the story is, but most of the Asadora is like the story takes place during the past. So there's like a lot during like World War II or post-World War II or whatever. And then sometimes they base it on a real person or whatnot. But most of the time they pick like a really famous person to star. Or if not famous, they're upcoming.
Yeah.
Most of the time when they like do these like series, they become really famous.
Yes. I think the only Asadora that I've watched in entirety is Ama-chan.
Oh, is that the one where she's trying to find like, it's like she's like
she becomes like an idol.
But she's like also a fisherman.
Yeah. Fisher for uni.
Yeah, so it's kind of random, but it's basically like following an actual town in Japan, in a prefecture, where mostly this profession is done by ladies or really old women. And they go through the sea to pick me. And that's her profession of that Asadora. But yeah, I haven't watched it. I heard great things of it. I'm usually a sucker for Asadora, so it's probably really good.
It's on your two watch list, but that list is quite long since there are a lot of Asadoras. This is 103. Oh my goodness.
Hiyoko took me like 2 weeks to finish.
Wow. Okay, at that speed.
Like, I know. You're gonna be like it's so bad, and like I just like get so engrossed, and then I'm like, oh, and I get sad when it ends.
Aww.
So cute. Aww. Anywho, enough of my advertisements of Asadora. Would you like to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's biggest popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Well, look no further and go to our website at jtop10.jp where you can potentially reach up to 20,000 to 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. So, see you there!
Ooh, see you there, guys. And although we're calling out all advertisers to advertise on our podcast, we also have to introduce the next song, which is Super Bieber's Namae o Yobuyo, which is also called I'll Call Your Name.
Number 8.
やっぱりすごいね知らないことがほとんどの世界で互いに名前を呼び合っているなんて苛立ちやつあたり後悔したり 時に手を叩き笑い合ったり、それは平凡で取るに足らない日常でも、二度と同じ日々はたどれない、気がついたと怖くなるくらいだ。痛さ溢れる時を超える、バカみたいなことをもう一つね、今楽しいな、言わずもがなちゃんと守りたい、そりゃそうだ、出会いが人生の全てだって思った。名前を呼ぶよ、名前を呼ぶよ、あなたの意味を、僕らの意味を、名前を呼んでよ、愛に行くよ、命の意味だ、僕らの意味だ。今更すぎても恥ずかしいけど、あの時はごめんなって思うこと、脈絡もなく伝えられる関係、それを大切と言わずに何という、痛さ溢れる時を超える、バカみたいなことをもう一つね、今楽しいな、助けたい人にずっと助けられている、ありがとうなんてこっちのセリフなのに、何ができるかな、今何ができるかな、考えた途端に止めどなく思い浮かぶ顔、顔、そっか、これが生きることを、名前を呼ぶよ、あなたの意味を、僕らの意味を、名前を呼んでよ、愛に行くよ、命の意味だ、あなたが、名前を呼ぶよ、名前を呼ぶよ、あなたの意味を、僕らの
Beaver, formed in 2005 and known for their ninth ending theme for the fifth season of Naruto Shippuden, Shinkokyu.
I'll Call Your Name was used as the theme to live-action film adaptation of Tokyo Revengers based on Ken Wakui's manga first published in Kodansha's weekly shonen magazine in March 2017.
The band is going to release a full album, Tokyo, on February 23rd, 2022. The album is set to include Namae wo Yobu yo, as well as Itoshi Hito theme to Asahi Friday night drama Ano toki kisu wo shite okeba, If I'd Kiss Her.
Oh, I watched that drama.
Ah.
It's like kind of funny. Wow, they're so versatile. They're like all over the place with all their theme songs. This one was really epic though.
I agree. But we talked about this song
earlier this year. We did an Artist of the Month.
Yes, and this is one of the songs I actually liked from them.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly. I do remember this one.
Yeah, but man, that Tokyo Revengers though.
I know, it's like, it's calling you, Tassie. Come on, get on the bandwagon.
I'll go. If you thought our talk was quite colorful, our seventh song is YOASOBI's Sangen Shoku, Three Primary Colors.
Number 7.
Shoku, Three Primary Colors, was released as a digital single on July 2nd, 2021.
The song was featured in NTT Docomo's mobile service, Ahamo CM.
This year also saw YOASOBI release The Book in January and pairs up with Uniqlo to release Shirts in June, inspired by the group's song and animations.
It's a good song.
It's very cute.
YOASOBI does a really good job. Too much bangers.
It's like, I only have so much space on my Spotify Me playlist.
You know, like on Spotify, they have like, sometimes they have like a playlist where the actual artist releases and it's like, oh, this is YOASOBI or this is blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So the other day I clicked on that feature and I didn't know that their recent album is called The Book 2, I think, or not. Something like that, but in the Spotify feature, they're reading, Ayase is reading a story. And then, oh. And then once she's like, once the story has like a break, that's when the song comes in. And
oh,
this is one of the songs.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I haven't finished listening to it, but yeah, it's quite interesting. I never seen like an artist do that.
Yeah, it's like a different medium of introducing an album. That's so cool. And I think that's a good way for new listeners to get to know the artists. Like that this is insert artist names, that kind mm-hmm. of playlist is a good way for people to get to know like their top songs or their mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't, you know, usually when you hear like this is it, you'll hear like the artist saying like, oh, thank you for listening to our song, I hope you like it. But aww. Yeah, it's like, but this one's like a whole like story, and it's like, I wish I like understood fully because it's in Japanese, but I'll try to look it up online to see the translation.
Yeah, I think there should be some translations somewhere. And I think recently Spotify has added the lyrics feature.
Oh.
Yeah, like for some of their songs, even Japanese songs. So sometimes I'm like trying to read through the lyrics to see if I can recognize some words to help me understand the song better. I don't know.
So if it's a Japanese song, is it in actual kanji and
it's
the
in
whole
kanji.
Or is it in romaji?
Kanji.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no hiragana above. Oh, I forgot what it's called. Like,
oh,
the kanji.
Furigana?
Yeah, there's no furigana. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Because I'm like a grandma, but like, I've like, because usually when I'm like on my car with Apple CarPlay, I just mm-hmm. like, I just go in and then I just listen to the music. I didn't know like some songs there's like animations from the music video. And I'm like, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Grandma confirmed. Acid dramas and technology discoveries. I'm just teasing.
It's okay. Baba in this house.
If you've been enjoying the past songs, you can listen to more songs by joining our Patreon donor club. If you want to hear up to double the amount of songs on this episode, join our Patreon donors club starting at only $1 a month. For details, see our website at jtop10/club.
Anywho, moving on to the next song, I hope you feel ignited to listen to our next song, which is Fujikaze, Moe Yo, English translation, Ignite.
Number 6.
Now 24, has released music to YouTube since he was 12 years old. His father encouraged his passion for music with his own love of American artists. Kaze's older brother Sora is also a musician who plays the piano and saxophone.
Moeyo Ignite acknowledges Fuji's experiences through his tough days that life throws at us, but with resilient note of hope to ignite yourself to the sky.
The song was first announced on September 4th, 2021, along Fuji Kaze's Free Live 2021. I love Kaze. Okay.
Me too.
And this song is, at first when I heard it, it sounds like his other songs. I don't know which one, but it wasn't like, oh, wow, so original. Like the formula kind of repeated itself, but I love Kaze and I think he is a genius and he is the artist, like the Japanese artist of the decade.
Damn. That's a big statement. That's a big statement right there. But you know what? I can see what you mean. He's another person who has a very like effortless sound to his voice too, and also his music is quite effortless as well. So I see what you mean.
He has a very unique style, and I really just love the fact that you can see his journey, because you can see the videos that he uploaded when he was like 12. And it's just like him doing covers, piano covers, and then he kind of moves on to singing covers, and then he kind of transitioned to like singing in English as well. And he does his own spin, like a lot of his older covers are like more of a jazzy kind of feel, like to pop songs or rock songs. So it's like his own take on these songs, and I just love his music and I love his voice. His whole energy is very like hippie.
Yes, I can see that. I totally agree with what you're saying. I wouldn't say he's like the top of the generation, but he is one of like the people I've listened a lot recently as well. But yeah, like I do like his sound.
Have you listened to Angela Aki?
I don't think so. I probably have to listen to a song too, but no. I'm really bad with Western music. But...
Oh, no. She's Japanese, but like...
Oh, she is? Okay.
Fuji Kaze really reminds me of her.
Okay.
I don't know why. Like, it's just like they both play piano and they both create their own music and they both have their own unique styles.
They were saying like, you can listen to his songs from at the age of 12, right?
Yeah.
It makes me want to... makes me really like interested to see how much his music has.
I think he should go. Like, some of his covers are so funny. Like, I think for one of his Amy Winehouse covers, he dressed up with like a blonde wig and like he wore like balloons for his boobs and something. And he's like, it's so ridiculous. But if you listen to it, it's like,
no, he's so good already. He has already have. You know, like how like some people, when at a young age, even though they're like playing around with music, you can see like a stage presence.
Yeah.
An entertainer, right? Yeah. You see, he's an entertainer.
And not because he wears.
No. Like if I didn't see his face, I'd be like, oh, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you feeling hungry? At number 5, we have Aiko's Tabeta Ai, The Love I Ate.
Number 5.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
してて些細なことで強く日々は続く向こうで何飲んでるのどんな服着てるの私と今喋って大丈夫でも聞けそうで聞けない言えそうで言えない
Aiko, aka Aiko Yanai, is a J-pop singer-songwriter famous for hit songs Kabutomushi, Hanabi, and Kira Kira.
Aiko made her major label debut with the single Ashita, Tomorrow, used as a theme song for this movie, Toire no Hanako-san.
Tabeta Ai, The Love I Ate, is her 41st single and was released in September 29th, 2021, and was used as a commercial song for Calbee Potato Chips.
In March of this year, Aiko released her 14th full-length album, Doshitatte Sutarerare Nai Kara, featuring tracks Melon Soda, Honey Memory, and Ai de Boku wa. I love her voice. It's like so cute.
It's like she just really sings a lot of love songs.
Her voice kind of reminds me of... Do you remember Yuki back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah, it has... It's like... Her voice is like a little bit sharp.
I think Yuki is still around.
Yeah. Well, you know that one song that she did back in the day for that one anime called... Is it called Honey Clover? No.
Honey and Clover.
Honey and Clover, yes. Yeah, the song I'm talking about is Dramatic. She kind of reminds me of that. The song goes like... Nakushite yakusoku na hoshi ni. That one.
Wait, wow, you're... You remembered it.
Oh, because I listened to it so much as a child.
I think like, Honey and Clover was a very... It's... Oh, I love that. I love the whole storyline. It's so sweet.
I do too. It's... And I think back in the day, that type of story, you don't really see so much.
Yeah.
It's very real world. Of course, like, you know, anime, they exaggerate a lot of, like, emotions and such like that. But I feel like back in the day, Honey and Clover was like a cultural phenomenon back in the day in Japan.
I think it was like the author's first big hit too.
Yeah, I forgot the artist's name. I don't know if the manga has ended yet, but yeah, she does the series Sangatsu no Lion.
Yes.
Yes.
That's I don't think really that it's one. Not ended yet, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I just really like her art style.
I agree. Like, and her sense of stories is very realistic, but also comedic and heartwarming. And it's really emotional and very human. And actually, Honey and Clover, in one of the storylines, the character travels all the way to the north of Japan.
Yes.
On his bike ride. And that inspired me to do it. So I actually took like a 13-hour bullet train ride to like Wakanai in Hokkaido. And I was like there for 2 hours. And then I went back.
No, but that's cool, though.
Yeah.
Do you know the podcast Trash Taste?
With Giguk, Seadog, yes. And Joey?
Yes, the anime man. Yeah, they did an episode where they did a bike ride through the Kyushu Islands.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe we should do that.
I don't have that stamina.
No, they did it like within a day, but for beginners.
Okay.
It's like a span of 2 to 3 days.
Oh, I'm down for that.
If not, we can just have like a nice drive.
Drive? And does it through the comedy? That's more up my alley.
Yes, yes, we can do that. Let's be honest here.
So far, we've listened to a lot of popular and mainstream Japanese artists, but we also want to give some love to indie Japanese artists as well. If you're an indie Japanese artist, and if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. Please send along the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Looking forward to it.
Okay, our next song is a very, very popular song that I'm sure everyone has listened to. At number four is Lisa's Homura.
Number four.
Homura, or also known as Flame, is Lisa's 17th single, topping the chart back in February of this year.
The track was released on October 14th, 2020, and was, of course, the theme for Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie, Mugen Train. The song won the Japan Record Award in 2020.
Lisa's 20th single, Double A-Side, features intro and outro songs for Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Mugen Train, TV anime series, Akeboshi, and Shirogane.
Okay, I remember when I first listened to this song, I was like really like, eh, not because I'm really like into Lisa's like very upbeat music or like very
Kurenge?
Like yeah, type of that, but like, man, this song has been everywhere that like, it's to the point that I hummed it and I was like, oh no.
Oh it's no. Stuck in my head.
Yeah. It's like very moody.
And it is moody.
Yeah, you watched the movie.
I did.
And I know that it matched with the movie, right?
Yeah, it's a little more sad and emotional, and I think it fits the movie well. That's why the song isn't as upbeat as some of her other songs.
Yeah. Man. Lisa is another artist who like has crazy vocals.
Actually insane vocals.
Insane, yes. And I don't know how she can do it. She's so tiny. She like jumps around and like sings. I don't know, like she must have like really really good stamina to like sing for like a long period of time like that.
Cuz
like most of her songs are like they're not like easy to sing.
No, yeah, you need the stamina for that. And I know she's a little bit older than some other artists, and like with age, your vocal cords aren't as, they kind of deteriorate, right? So that she's able to do that, absolutely beyond my imagination.
Insane. I bet like when she's like done, she doesn't talk for a few days.
Actually.
Like it has to. She has to, because she's like her vocals, I don't know how she can take really good care of her vocals.
Yeah, like, and she also kind of sounds some raspy sometimes, and like her range, like she goes so high and low, and like she has to sustain notes, and then I don't know how she does concerts, honestly. Like,
right?
She probably sings like Gurenge 3 times in a row, like for the encore.
And her voice, she's not, and she's not the type of person who like lip syncs, because you know, like,
no, not at all.
Like she goes hard.
Really, yeah.
How do you do it, woman?
How do you do it? Speaking of songs that stole people's hearts this year, coming at number 3, we have Haruo Dorubo, or Spring's Thief, by Yoru Shika.
Number 3.
Oh,
Yoroshika are a Japanese duo founded in 2017 by composer Enbuna and singer Suisse. According to an interview, the duo met through a friend as Suisse has been a fan of Enbuna's Vocaloid music.
The name Yoroshika is from their song Kumo to Yure, and the lyric goes like this. Yoroshika mo nemurezu ni. I can only sleep at night.
The duo's eye-shaped logo is two moons facing each other, and also a clock showing the time from 6 o'clock until night.
Yoroshika has only held 3 concerts in their career, one in 2017, one in 2019, and another one in January 2021.
Oh my goodness, this song has stolen my heart! Number one on my
Spotify. I remember.
Yes.
I think this was actually on the first episode that we did together.
Oh, yes.
And you were like, you kept on talking about this song. I was like, I love it so much. And it made such an impact on me.
This song was like on repeat for the longest time. I still listen to it daily, probably.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my number one song of this year. Yeah. And I was like, I was even surprised too. And I was like, what? No way. But anyway.
Wait, you listen to it daily and you're surprised?
I don't know, because like there's a lot of songs I do listen to, but like this like comes in, right? Although last song was My Universe, at number two is Official Hige Danism Universe.
Number two.
Yeah.
Universe is the fifth single by Official Hige Dandism, and it was released in February 24th, 2021.
The track was used as the theme song for anime movie Doraemon, Nobita's Little Star Wars 2021, the 41st Doraemon film, which is the remake of Doraemon's 1985 parody of George Lucas' original Star Wars trilogy.
The group's new song, Anarchy, will be the theme for The Confidence Man, JP, Episode of the Hero, to be released in Japanese theaters on January 14th, 2022.
Okay, I've never watched this Nobita's Star Wars as a child. What is this?
Tassie and I had such a hard time not cracking up at this.
Oh my god, I feel like we gotta watch it. Especially the 1985 parody. No. This sounds like a parody within itself.
Oh my gosh. If you watch the trailer for it, I think the alien looks so funny.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Same. I don't remember this one. Also, we weren't born in 1985, but like...
I know, but I feel like we do get to watch a lot of Doraemon stuff back in the day,
true.
Right? Speaking of the actual song, I love this song. It's one of the better songs that Hideden released this year.
I agree, and the lyrics are so nice.
Man, but though, that Nobita, though.
I can't. This whole episode's talking about Doraemon. It's like Doraemon's list. Songs for 2021.
I'm telling you, Doraemon is a powerhouse.
Oh my gosh. Unfortunately, this episode is coming to an end, and if you're feeling a little blue, we have to introduce the last song of the episode. Coming in at number one, we have Kenshi Yonezu's Pale Blue.
Number one. Zeta! Zeta! Zeta!
いた。これでさよなら。あなたのことが何よりも大切でした。望み通りの終わりじゃなかった。あなたは どうですか。友達には戻れないから私空を見ていました。最後暗いまた春めくような綺麗な、さよならしましょう。それは水もやらず枯れたエデルワイス。 あなたが見据えた未来にまた足も痛い。鼻先が震える具合にあなたを見つめたい。張り裂けるほどの痛みを叫びたいのに。私あなたに恋をした。あなたらと一緒にずっと いた。晴れた日の朝、あなたのことがどこまでも大切でした。言えないでいた言葉交わし合った。笑える具合を それはひどく竹の触れた特注を連れて行くボタンの穴。こんなちぐはぐな舞台はもう閉めたい。なのにエピラクのセリフか。
今さら言いたいことなんて一つもないのに、私あなたに恋はした、苦しさと一緒にずっとずっとずっと、あなたのねその胸の中、強く引き合う引力だ、ありふれていたい淡く青いメロディ、行かないでここにいてそばで、何も言わないままで忘れられないくらいに抱きしめた、ずっとずっとずっとずっとずっと恋をしている。
Pale Blue, Kenshi Yonezu's 12th single, and was released on June 16, 2021.
The song was used as the theme for TV drama Ikko Katsu, or How to Get a Divorce for the Whole Family, starring Keiko Kitagawa.
Kenshi has history with using Vocaloid Hatsune Miku software before releasing his first album, Diorama, in 2012.
Having worked on many illustrations for Niko Niko Douga's videos, Kenshin has also created the artwork for his own album covers.
This is a good song.
I can't believe this is number one. He just makes like top hits every year.
I know. He has earned a lot of like album rewards, right? From what I remember.
Yeah, he has.
I think it was Bootleg. Bootleg was the one that got an award, from what I remember. Yeah. Anywho, another musical genius of this generation.
Agreed.
He's so good.
Yeah.
I was so obsessed with his song Kanzen last year. Hearing this song compared to Kanzen, the vibe is totally different.
This song, while watching the drama Riko Katsu, it really fit the theme of the feelings of getting a divorce.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was just the emotions of torn feelings and regrets, and you can kind of feel that in the song. It's a happy ending though.
Oh.
But the song, the chorus is so unique. I don't think I've ever heard a chorus like this.
Like, you can hear the sadness of this song, but for some reason there is some uplifting feeling to it, kind of. Like, this is in terms of listening, not reading the actual lyrics about it, but yeah, I really like this song.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it stands out from the rest of this list. It's very unique compared to all the other songs that we've talked about so far. What do you think this song should have been number one?
As much as I like this song, I wasn't expecting it to be number one.
My thoughts exactly. It's a bit of a surprise, actually.
I feel like there was another song that people were going crazy for this past year.
The song that I went crazy, I think that streamers went crazy for, although it was released in 2021. I'm sorry, in 2020, was Dry Flower. Yuri's Dry Flower.
Oh!
I think that was still on Billboard's top 100 or something as the number one stream song.
For some reason, this is not my personal favorite, but I thought this would be number one because this has been on our list for quite a long time with Homura, Lisa.
Oh.
I feel like I heard that everywhere. You know what I mean?
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
What was the song that you enjoyed the most this year?
Spring Thief by Yoroshika. Yeah, that was my epitome of my... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think the song I would say that didn't make this list, but the artist did, was Fujikaze's Kirari.
Mm.
Yeah, it was released before Mo Eyo, but it's a little more upbeat, and for me it's a little more catchy, and I really enjoyed listening to it because it's a little spark of happiness this year with all the doom and gloom.
Aww.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I can't wait for the upcoming year with the music
that is going to come
so
soon.
So excited.
Hopefully we can do another countdown and you'll hear our reactions to everything else, right?
Hopefully. Catch us next year. Wink, wink, nudge.
Yeah. Anywho, I hope you enjoyed listening to us. Would you like to give us a preview to our listeners? What's coming next?
Sure, of course, Sassy. For all our Patreon, Platinum, and Star donors, you'll get a bonus special to discover more about Japan travel culture with Christine and Shanna. They'll see you in a week from now. For all our other listeners, you'll hear a brand new Artist of the Month episode to kick off the 2022 year with the artist Ketsumeshi, hosted by Ethel and Shanna. They'll see you at the beginning of January.
Thank you for listening to us ramble about what we thought about J-pop music and during 2021. I can't wait for the next season of music.
Me too.
But speaking of which, this is probably going to be the last episode of this year. So I hope that you guys are spending this time with your loved ones. If not, I hope you are taking good care of yourself, okay?
Always.
always. Anywho, signing off, this was Tasty
and Lydia.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.